When Hurricane Fiona pummeled Puerto Rico last weekend, many of the island's avocado trees lost all their avocados. Now, across the island, people are scrambling to eat them and, just as importantly, to give them away before they rot. NPR's Adrian Florido reports.
In the Santurce neighborhood of Puerto Rico's capital, a group of volunteers has set up a donation drive, collecting food, water, and supplies for hard-hit communities.
Hola, chicos.
Hola.
A woman approaches with bags of dog and cat food. In gratitude, a volunteer offers her an avocado almost as big as a coconut, pulled out of a sack full of them. The woman's face lights up as she accepts it with both hands. Jonathan Vélez Rosado directs Mochileando 100 por 35, the group running this donation drive.
The superstition here is in Puerto Rico that when the avocado trees are full, there must be a hurricane coming. That's what our grandparents used to believe.
It was something people had been talking about for weeks before the storm. The avocado trees seem to be overflowing this year, a blessing, of course. But was it a sign of trouble to come? Then Fiona came. Houses flooded, bridges were swept away, at least 2 people died. The wind damaged roofs, and it knocked most of the island's avocados off their trees.
And we have to take good care of them.
And so now you're offering each person who brings donations
2 avocados. One for today, that is ready to eat today, and another for tomorrow.
In the days since the storm, avocados have become a currency of community. People have been opening up their front doors to find full bags left by neighbors. Be careful on the winding mountain roads, partially blocked by mudslides, but don't forget to grab some avocados from the buckets set out along the roadside.
Because everybody loses aguacates, you know. And all my friend in my factory, he gave me 1 bag with 10 aguacates. I had to start giving to the people because it's so many, you know. Not too many guacamole you can eat in 1 week, you know.
Something Pedro like Lugo lives in the town of Lajas, where the hurricane made landfall. He took me up to his roof for a clear view of his neighbor's avocado tree. As the winds picked up, he couldn't stop worrying about it, so he went into the bathroom and watched from the window.
The tree started dancing to the side, every side, and started losing the aguacates, you know. And in the end, only 1 aguacate survivor. I think that this aguacate in a couple of weeks, it cost more than $100 because that's the only aguacate survivor.
He took me to meet his neighbor over the fence dividing their properties.
Adrián, le digo, este es mi vecino Willy.
When the winds had passed, Willy Torres Martinez looked out his back window and saw all his avocados on the ground.
Y lo pito en el piso, decía, ay, me tumbó todo el aguacate.
Oh, the avocados, he remembers saying. But he quickly started filling up bags and delivering them to neighbors.
Sí, yo a mí no me gusta de esto, me gusta compartir. Porque así uno comparte y se le duplica uno.
I like to share, he said, because when you share, you get it back twofold. Avocados have become the link for connecting with his neighbors. And after a tragedy, he said, that's the most important thing. Adrian Florido, NPR News, Lajas, Puerto Rico.